Now, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate.
And good morning, all our South Shore listeners. This is Cindy Ford. With Sharon McNamara here this morning, this fine morning. Sorry, I couldn't hear myself. I had a little bit of a technical issue there. Mm-hmm. This weather is just crazy.
I make that opening sound so easy, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I do, right? And then I just looked at you, and I'm like, take it over, girl. Like, you want to do this? Take it over.
No, I did. I never said that. I raised my hand.
Kevin, she sort of like slowed down. Like, she was
It was just a second. Just a brief second.
Right? Because I couldn't hear me, which I don't like to hear me, but I couldn't hear me. So good morning, everyone. So we are, once again, super excited this morning because we have the one and only Bill Balow from Gallo Movers in.
One and only. We wouldn't want it any other way.
I think we mentioned something the last time that we would like to marry him, except for he's got a wonderful wife.
Yeah, I would marry his wife. She's wonderful too.
I mean, I thought you would marry me.
I would marry you, but she's a doll. The whole family's a doll.
I know.
Really,
well,
you know what,
ladies.
You're almost like the family that everybody likes to almost not like.
Right?
Like, they're so perfect.
They are.
Like the Cleavers. Except I have two girls.
Well, Beaver
girls,
was not perfect.
I don't have two boys. I have two girls. So. Or two women.
Two beautiful women.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Inside and out.
You're sort of like Mark, because Mark has the joy of having three women in his life as well.
Now, is your dog female? Because my dog is female. So there
female,
you go.
Yeah.
I just can't get away from it.
Why would you want to?
I don't. I just succumb to it. I just say yes a lot.
Smart man.
Kind of makes a lot of sense.
Smart man.
Absolutely.
I know.
Oh, gosh. I hope. Does she listen? Does she listen?
She does listen to it.
Yeah.
Did I tell you last night? Anyway, she basically retired from the bank after 36 years.
She did. I know we were talking about
it. Is she
getting
a real estate license and she's going to join Boston Connect Real Estate?
She's actually trying to figure out what the next stage
of
her life is
going to be. Let's start that rumor right here.
But
the funny part was I come home one day and the living room wall had three different colors of paint on each wall. And I said, what's going on? She said, just samples, just trying to figure the lighting on each wall.
Maybe she wants to be a stager.
Are we going to choose a color at some point?
Eventually.
It takes a
while.
But
they did do it.
Okay, good. How's it look?
Looks great.
Awesome.
Looks really good.
So, tell her she has to come on over. Because I could use a bookkeeper.
It's actually not a bad idea. Yeah. We should tell her to get her license. We just talked about Jill, too.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, awesome.
I have a bone to pick with her. But it's another story for another day.
Oh, boy.
Mama Cindy's going to get her.
Promises. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to get her.
If everybody doesn't understand or recognize that voice, it's our good friend, Bill Balow from Gallo Moving in Storage. And we love him and we love having him here. We were actually at an event this week where I saw you at the Women's Council of Realtors and you gave your little speech.
I did.
Yeah, you did a good job.
It was a nice, pleasant surprise to see you guys come in.
Yeah, you weren't nervous at all.
I try not to be. I mean, it's I basically, it's like sitting here. I'm amongst friends.
Yep.
And you know, when you do the right thing all the time, it's so easy to just get up and talk about it.
Yeah.
That's honest to goodness how I
Agreed.
Feel.
Yep.
You know, if I was shady and I felt there was always an issue, then I'd
be
averting my eyes.
But it's
so much fun. I love going to all those events. I really do.
No, it's a good group. So Women's Council of Realtors, and that's the South Shore Chamber.
Chapter, yep.
Yeah, chapter, which is really nice. Good group of women realtors from this area, which is great.
Once again, mostly women.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, but it's good, though. I mean, it's the Women's Council of Realtors. You know
True.
What I mean? So I guess that's why it's mostly women. Yep. I don't think that there was a lot of men that know that they can do it, but Mark was there.
There were men there at the last one that I went to with you. Yeah, there were a lot of men there.
Yep. So
Well, the affiliates, you know, like myself, tend to be mostly men. I don't think there's any women affiliates.
The opportunity for men affiliates to be surrounded by women, which is great, right?
That's correct.
And get all the attention because it's like, look, there's a man in the room and he gets all of our attention.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyways, we digress a little bit, but we are all the time. I know. Oh, my goodness. But we're here today and we're going to be talking about moving. And are you guys still busy? How's the schedule looking?
We are. It's actually coming into a more normal schedule versus the hectic schedule of the summertime where we were literally booking up the entire month before we even get into the month.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've got some time. Now it's kind of back to where we're going to book up the end of the month first.
Okay.
And then that spills over to the first of the month because that's just indicative of the closings. As you know, they typically be the first of the month or the end of the month. So, but no, it's good. It's nice to have a little reprieve after a really crazy summer. And and this summer was, you know, we talked about that TRID.
Yeah.
You remember last year? This year kind of reared its ugly head for us.
Yeah. We saw more and more of that.
About a half a dozen clients.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a substantial juggling act for us because we were all booked up.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go out to load somebody and he goes, oh, by the way, you can't unload me tomorrow because I have issues. It's a major hurdle for us to get over. We did, thankfully. And I honestly thank the guys from the bottom of my heart because literally what they had to do was do, and due to the heat we had, they literally had to do two jobs in one day.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, they had to, that other person was on that truck, he stayed on that truck. So we had to go rent another truck to do that current job the following day.
Yep.
Then when they get back from doing that job, they then had to take the other guy out when he was ready to do it. So, and not a problem.
And
not
you know,
everybody was happy.
We had a couple of situations that were happening with some of my closings too, and I kept on saying, you know, and it's funny because, you know, the loan officers, they're great, obviously. Mm-hmm. Dan Mann and Fairway Mortgage, they're, you know, our primary sponsors here for the show. You know, they're all great. But I don't know that anybody really, like, you're not having the same conversations we are when you're the attorney or, you know, the loan officer, and it's the real estate agent that's having these conversations with people face to face. And I remember we did have one situation over the summer, and I was like, you need to call them right away, because if we're anticipating that this could be a problem, you need a backup plan.
Correct.
We need to let them know that there's something going on, and we're not sure it's going to be rectified. And then, you know, I just don't think I feel like we're the ones that worry about, is somebody going to be homeless or where are they going to be?
Oh, right.
And
so
you only have so many trucks. You
That's
only
right.
have so many things
That's
that you
right.
can do. There are other people that were moving and going all over the place. So, and I know I actually saw, I wasn't ignoring you just then, but I got an email this morning. This is a nice little.
I know. I got,
that too.
I
right?
love it.
Oh, on the office. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's exciting news. Why don't you tell everybody about that?
Well, we decided to redo. Well, Tony was actually thinking about actually purchasing a building. We leased. Where we're at. And ultimately, he was on the fence of, you know, maybe it's time to purchase a building because we can, our growth is just continual.
Yeah.
And they actually put together, the landlords put together a real sweetheart deal for him to stay, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that was to just remodel the entire office. So when I say remodel, they basically took everything out of the office.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody had a phone and a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. They might have had a chair, but it was really tough to kind of manage it. But now they're putting it all back together again, so all carpeting and brand new cubes. And now the drivers have their own little room. And so it's really great. It's going to look
good.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm up there tomorrow, so I'll take a look at it.
That's awesome. Yeah. And then one of the things that I thought was so great, too, I just thought, wow, this is very, like, Bill Baylo Gallo, actually. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like, but when I was reading it, and I love that there's amenities for, it says, we are also adding a new driver's room to assist not only our local crews, but the over-the-ride truckers that come to our warehouse. Amenities for them include a washer-dryer, charging stations, and phones and laptops, free Wi-Fi, copy and scanning capabilities, and shower.
I think that that's
awesome. It
really
is. It's nice because, you know, these guys, they live out of their trucks.
Right. Yeah.
So it's great to come and have a place where you can actually just crash and relax and not worry about anything.
Are there any other companies that do that?
There's a few.
Really?
There is a few. It's you know, it just depends on the space that each company have. We had that at McKee's.
Yeah.
The same thing. Tony just didn't have the available space. They didn't give him the available space to do that before. So it was more or less they'd come in and hang out in the office and, you know, they get whatever they want there. But it's a little different when you have the facilities and the services that he just put in.
Yeah.
It'll make their lives easier.
That's and great. I think it's a great idea, too, because I feel you're making your drivers very happy, so they're going to be very good to our clients. Mm-hmm. Right, don't you
Absolutely.
Think?
Absolutely.
They're
going to
be well-rested. They're going to be showered, which is really important.
Not smelling is good. Always good on the day of the move.
Yeah.
Well, think of the cost savings, too, because most of these guys would typically have to go to like a Motel 6.
Yeah. They're not cheap. Just None of them are
even
cheap.
Even if they only want to take a shower,
they're
basically paying, I don't know what the cost is, $50?
Oh, hey, I'm Bill, pay $50. No, it's a lot higher than
I don't
that.
Know
even
what it is.
Motel 6.
To get in there, and, you know, because most of them have the sleeper cars.
Yes.
So they can sleep there, but, you know, maybe they decide, okay, if I'm going to pay to get a shower, I might as well stay in their bed. I don't know, but it's going to make a difference.
And
it
a really washer dryer.
Yeah, the washer dryer is huge.
Note to self.
I know. I thought that was great.
Yeah, that
I know.
Huge.
Throw those clothes on that, you know.
Yeah.
You've been driving in all day.
Smell fresh.
Well, not only that,
it's our new tagline. We smell fresh.
We move you and smell good, too. But for the, you know, the over the road, whatever you're calling them. But, I mean, that is something other than the, you know, the hotel, you know, whatever, and having all those costs. I just think that, you know, the in and the out and the, you know what I mean? That whole process of checking in, checking out and everything. I think it's just great that you just have it right there. So, I mean, it's really, I think it's a huge service for them. I thought that was amazing.
Yep.
So way to go, Gallo.
I know. Once again.
Always striving to succeed
and do
right.
Yeah, you guys are doing a lot. And I know the last time we were here, we talked a little bit about some other stuff we're going to continue talking about today. But I love this fancy little postcard I have here in front of me. You want to tell everybody about this?
Well, it's the card that I promised you I would make up, which is for your clients. It's got your logo on it as well.
Yep.
And it's
$50
off a move.
Nice.
So I've got a box of it for you to take back to both offices if you wish. I can get more made up if we need more for the Bridgewater office.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
And it'll be great. Just hand it out to your clients.
Yeah. So the only thing that we're going to have to put on here is like
picture of you and me.
Talk to Bill. You know, make sure you mention Bill Balo on this. Yeah. A picture of Cindy on there.
Put a picture of both of you. That's what should be underneath there.
I know. Yeah. Just saying. Little space there.
Oh, I don't think that that's going to get them much business. No. Especially.
We're
a little
sleepy
today, the two of us, but that's okay. So, no, this is great. So, again, you have always been so good to my clients, and I only refer Gallo because you are the only ones that I actually trust. You are legitimately the last people that my client sees.
Right.
So I'm doing my little special thing for them during their move, and you're there with your crew, and it's great. I know, and I wish I could remember. I should have printed some out, but I know that people are always saying to me, wow, what a great move that was, and it was really fantastic.
Well, we have all, because I usually forward those off to you. So they're on our website for a reason. It's just the legitimate emails back from my follow-up on how the move went.
Yeah.
And I'll forward it off to you guys if it's your client. And we put up on the website. And then what we started to do, and it was kind of almost like a comical approach because normally I'd get a really good response and then I'd ask the people, if you have the time to put it on any of the social media sites, we'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Every once in a while, someone would come back and say, yes, I just did. So then we said, well, what if I just offer a $10 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks? So when I send it back, when I get the response that the move was great, now I say, if you have time to put it on any social media sites, I will send you a $10 gift card to either Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks to have a coffee on Gallo. The response has been phenomenal.
That's awesome.
That's great.
You know, one guy, Bill, Starbucks is my poison. Somebody else will email back, Dunkin' Donuts is my life's, you know, my life's fuel in the morning.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny, the response you get back from it, but it actually has helped. It's helped generate, you know, they're taking the time to take the next step and put it on there.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem rewarding them for it. And it's not like we're buying that review because they gave me the review to begin with.
Yep.
And it's only after I received the review that I've said, if you want to take the next step to do that.
Yep. And the reviews and testimonials are huge for our industry
really
because I feel like they're, you know, from the heart, what people are really feeling.
Yeah.
So I think that that's always good. And, you know, the thing with reviews are, It's very easy. People always take the time if they're not having a good experience. They will always take the time to go online.
That's correct.
And go onto social media, yep. right? Yep. It's like, you know, and they'll put out the bad stuff, sure. no problem. Yep. And
but never the positive.
But never the positive, right. really. I agree. You know, so... And every time I have a good experience with any customer service person on the phone or something like that, I'll always say, would you mind sending me your manager's name and contact information?
Right.
I'd love to forward them a little message that you did such a great job,
yeah.
you know, or right. in those bigger companies
Agree.
Where you know they're listening,
mm-hmm.
you know, because some of these are recorded. I'll
sure.
say, you know what, and if your managers are listening right now, I want them to know you did a great job because
right.
it helps, you know.
It really does. I started doing the same thing. I'd start posting reviews that I never would do. I'd go to Better Business Bureau and post a review.
Yep.
Just simply because if the crew really did a great job, I know what I'm asking
mm-hmm.
of our crews, and I know how appreciative I am when somebody posts the review. So
yeah.
for me, I'm just paying it forward.
Yeah, right.
And it's a nice thing to do. If somebody's really working hard,
mm-hmm.
because you're right, so many people are so quick to post a bad review,
yep.
right, wrong, or indifferent.
Yep.
And then you know, you're stuck with trying to defend that.
Defend it,
right.
yeah, and justify why things happened that way.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I think we have to take our first break
yes,
already.
We do.
All right, so we're going to take our break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the box price
package,
the promotion that you have going. And we're also going to talk about some new other stuff that's going
the new,
on.
The new Gallo app,
yeah,
mobile app.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. I learned a bunch of stuff last night, Sin. You missed it.
I know. My
that's
bad.
Okay. I know. That's all right. You had a lot going on. All right, we'll be right back.
There they go again. It's another smooth move with Gallo Moving and Storage. When it's time to move your valued possessions, don't trust just any moving company. At Gallo Moving and Storage, they understand that you've spent your entire lifetime turning your house into a home. The Gallo sales consultants will walk you through every aspect of the move. And as an authorized agent of United Van Lines, you're guaranteed to get the treatment you deserve. From packing the first box to unloading the final dish, the Gallo professionals guide you every step of the way, whether you're moving across the street or across the country. Gallo Moving and Storage is always a smooth move.
Gallo Moving and Storage, close by in Weymouth. Call Bill Balo at 1-866-697-4400. 1-866-697-4400.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the Fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all our South Shore listeners. This is Sharon McNamara along with Cindy Ford. If you're looking for your glasses, they're in your hand. Just saying. Oh, my goodness. You are so difficult to be doing this with sometimes. You make
me
laugh.
I'm looking for my pen. I'm not looking for my
glasses.
This is
my pen. Don't take my pen.
I know my glasses.
There it is.
Sometimes I don't know that my glasses
are. There's your pen right over there.
Oh, that's not my pen, but I'll take it.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, sorry. We're good.
So we are back to all our South Shore neighbors. Thank you for listening. We have Bill Baylow with us, and we tend to get a little silly.
A lot silly, yes.
With Gallo Moving and Storage. And can't say enough. You guys are the best of the best. I just think that you can even see from that email the way that you treat your client, you treat your, you know, not even clients, but your staff, your whatever,
everyone.
Contractors.
Yeah.
It is the way that you are. And
that's
I love
rare.
That. It is.
You know, I was thinking because I've been in the service industry for a long, 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 long time. Mm-hmm. And when you talked about, you know, your follow-up and, you know, then some other things we talked about, the gift cards that you send for Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts. I think most places have good intentions, but not follow through.
Correct.
You are from beginning to end, which is rare. Yeah. I'm being very honest with you because I know.
She doesn't have to impress you. But
yeah, I have no.
You impress her.
You do.
Look
it's
at that.
Really well.
Thank you.
That's what
I think I'm trying to say is I'm so impressed.
Well, thank you.
Always.
Kevin, can you help her out?
Kevin.
Impressed.
I like that. That's a radio voice.
Yeah, he does. He went to school for that.
Oh, great.
Before it, I talk like this.
They said you're not going to make it here at WATD if you talk like that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But we are blessed, as I mentioned. We don't take anything for granted. We truly appreciate the trust
That's
that everybody
correct.
Puts in us. And I actually should have said that about, I should have brought you into that cue when I was talking about that. About Sharon Mack always says that she's never referred anybody until she met me and then felt the confidence that I don't think he's going to take advantage of anybody. So
yeah,
and it's been great.
No, and it takes a lot. I mean, it doesn't, I wouldn't say it takes a lot to impress me. I'm sorry to shut you off like that, but
no, you're not.
It is, you're right. So, no, stop being fresh. And look, I decide to relax, you decide to relax. Yeah. Whatever I do, you're going to do. We're what's that game? Where, like, I do something.
Simon Says.
I didn't know if it was okay, but now that you did it. Boss lady, I know it's okay.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna
put my feet up in here too.
I just put my feet up on this.
I'm not gonna do it because I'll fall asleep.
Oh my gosh.
Well, this is what might happen. So
I promise this is a radio show about everything.
I'll kick you under the table if I see you nodding off.
But again, I know it gets like a little. It's not even obnoxious, but it is the truth. I mean, it is. Every co-host we have that's sitting, you know, across from Cindy and myself is someone that I would trust
Absolutely.
To go to my mother's house or my father's house.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
sure.
that's huge.
It is huge.
And people who don't do, like, if, you know, sometimes you'll try somebody else new, never a mover.
Yeah.
But, you know, like somebody will say, oh, you have to try this out. And I'm always on pins and needles through the whole thing. I was nervous, you know, when I was first introduced to you. I've never, ever referred a mover. Like
me
I said,
either.
You're the last one anybody's going to see. And if you mess it up, you've just messed it up for me.
That's right. That's right.
But he walks the walk. He doesn't just talk. So many of them talk the talk. But you are honestly
this
like
is such
so.
A love fest right now. You
no.
Just never
because
get
I was
out of
petrified
here.
To. And then
I remember.
I was
yeah.
petrified. And then my client started out, and she's a tough one.
Yeah. With yeah.
My, she called in the last time he was on last year. But she loved him. He went back with another guy, and I gave her a, what was that, an
treadmill.
Elliptical. An elliptical.
Elliptical, you're right.
Yeah. A gargantuan elliptical.
Yes, it was.
And you guys got that up to her third floor loft and set it up, like after it was all taken apart, and for zero. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say that.
Yep.
They did that out of the kindness of their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went over that morning as you were going to go over. I wasn't, but you were going to go over and
I
start packing.
Because I said I would.
You did.
Well, you were mad
she
at me.
But you said because you recommended
let's be
him.
I did
and
recommend
I'm like,
him.
Oh, this
and
is my
I
first
told
time
you,
using him. Great.
I told you he would not steer you wrong. And you called me. You're like, all right, McNamara, here's how it goes.
Because I called you McNamara.
I finally used your...
It might have been something
it
like
it was
Shaq.
Very funny because the call from Sharon came as I just finished carrying a box out at the truck. And I go, I'm here. It's all set. Please tell the judges by the end.
It does. It was so funny because you called and I was like, oh, and you were like, oh, yeah, really? He's that good, huh, Sharon? Like, I have to use him, huh?
I know. Wasn't McNamara. I never called
okay,
him.
Okay, Shaq.
Sharon Mack.
I was like, Sharon Mack. Yeah.
That's
no,
how you
always
know
call
when somebody's really mad.
Oh, it was because this is a very... Very, very hard to, I don't want to say hard to please, but she expects perfection, this client of mine.
Yeah.
She has no tolerance for people that.
And rightfully so.
And right.
It's her stuff. You know, people work hard for their
for
belongings. That's what's so important,
world,
Bill,
right.
is And we'll get into all the moving stuff. I mean, everybody, we've had you on before. And
exactly.
You come on monthly so we can, you know, make you feel really good about yourself. And
thank you. I do walk out cold.
Yeah, wow. No. But, you know, it is. You're handling people's personal belongings. Yeah. And that is something, it's serious. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's why.
And I absolutely love my job. When I sit with somebody, mm-hmm. and I could literally sit there talking for hours, because we always talk about, it's almost the same thing here. Mm-hmm. If there's some common bond or something, whether they have a dog or whatever, mm-hmm. we'll actually sit there having that conversation, and then I go, okay, let's do what I'm here for.
Yeah, let's
give your estimate for your move. Mm-hmm. And it's, even with people that I've moved in the past, and this happened in Boston, I moved this guy to Boston 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to Florida. Mm-hmm. I kid you not, and I had money in the meter. Mm. So I'm like, sweating that, geez, this is really going to cost me to come into Boston. Mm-hmm. But 30 minutes, we did nothing but talk about how we like Boston.
Didn't your car get towed?
It did not. And actually, I didn't even get a ticket, which was, knock on wood. I won't
because
do it
because you're a good person.
My car did get towed in Boston time in Brighton.
I'm not laughing about that. I wish I could have been there, though, to see your face afterwards.
Oh, my gosh.
Like one of those, you've been punked. Let's follow him one day and just do that.
Oh, my God. And then the client, I went up to the clients because I told him I couldn't price it for him. And he said, he was really felt bad. He said, let me drive you. There's a lot here in Brighton. I said, well, once we found out where it was, they towed it to South Boston.
Oh, no.
They wanted to make it more convenient for you.
And then the client didn't go with me. So it was like $250
It
was great. But yeah, so you go to Boston, you got to be very, very careful. Yeah. So this guy, we talked for 30 minutes, him, his wife, and I, mm-hmm. and it was great. Yeah, honest to goodness, it was
great.
Well,
it is. It's, you know what? One of the things that we learned last night, this business is about building ships, right?
That's
so
correct.
We're building relationships and partnerships and friendships, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He was actually pretty good, that guy. He was mm-hmm. He was really good. A lot
he
of information.
I'm going to have him in the office, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I'll invite you so you can
please,
come back.
Yeah, I will.
I'll have him back. But, you know, we're talking, you know, it's all fluff. But I think the important part of this is if you are thinking about moving, if you are moving and you haven't called your mover yet, we can't say enough about Bill Baylo and Gallo Moving and Storage, and us talking this fluffy stuff is really because it's genuine and it's coming from
absolutely.
Our heart. But you have a lot of good things and a lot of great programs. And I think just like us, there are a lot of real estate agents. There are a lot of real estate companies.
Yeah.
We all do the same thing when it comes to real estate. But again, we're the ones that are building ships.
Yes or no. You know? I mean, there's some of you that do it right and there's some of you that play it.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's not a knock. Everybody has their own time and everybody has their own energy level. But, you guys do it right.
And so do you. And that's why you're on our team. And I love giving out your business cards.
Me too.
Tell us about some of the things that are going on right now. I know you have boxes.
Yes.
Again, I'm just going to mention that Bill has nicely and graciously given us gift cards for $50 off any move, compliments of Boston Connect Real Estate. So if you are right now in the process of buying a house or selling a house with Boston Connect Real Estate, make sure you talk to your agent and let them know that we do have these gift cards for you, so you can definitely have those. The phone number over there at Gallo is 866-697-4400, 866-697-4400, and of course ask for Bill Baylo, and he will take care of you. He does not only service, well, you just heard, he goes into Boston, he does obviously the local South Shore area, you go down the 128 belt and all that other
stuff,
right?
Well, we cover such a big area with, you know, the warehouse in Milford, and we have the Braintree office, which is really the Google office, mm-hmm. and then my Weymouth office, so the footprint is huge.
And you were at our Bridgewater grand opening on Thursday, that was fabulous, and we had such a good time there. And soon to open, we'll be opening Dorchester. We have the address now. I think we're going to...
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do a little contest, and I'm going to take little images from the area and say, can you guess where I am? To tell you I'm excited about it, I can't even, keep it in. So.
In other words, Dot is on the map.
Yeah.
Dot is on the map.
We are connecting the dots at Boston Connect Real Estate,
ooh,
for sure.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Another good tagline.
Yeah, I know. I'm just full of them.
She should be
a tagline person. But you know what? Rob and Lisa told me one time that, my tagline, exceptional service that moves you,
mm-hmm.
they said that might work in print. What were they really saying to me, Kevin? That it's corny?
It's catchy, but it's not for the ear.
I do like his voice. Not for the ear.
Yeah. So we changed it, like connecting, you know, home buyers and home sellers from Boston to South Shore. But anyways, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the products you have
before
going on.
Before you do that, sorry, ahead. I just want to because I will forget. You know how I am.
Yeah, no, please.
So we talked during the break that you also move students in and out of the college.
Like, that's correct.
Because we're talking about our clients, but our clients have college-age students.
That's right.
So
that's right.
They can also utilize this fabulous gift card in the spring. They could have used it a couple of weeks ago had we had it, Bill, but we didn't. But important for them to know that you also move in your car, but they can also be, you know, hire you to move their students in and out of the city, right?
Well, we're part of
Bridgewater,
the College Box program.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
which I don't know if you're, I think it's a franchise actually. So basically, what it is they get so many boxes that at the end of the school year, those who are going back, so you don't have to drag it back to mom and dad's house.
Oh, Cindy.
Sharon,
you think that they have something like this in Alabama?
I don't think so at all after me doing what I did a few weeks ago.
Yeah, you should see what she has to go through when she goes there. I mean, that's a great,
it is.
Great.
So it's all the local, you know, the local schools that participate, they can pack it up.
What's it called?
And we bring it. It's the College Box Program.
Okay. Because you might need that. You've got two.
You're
the mover.
Now listen, I have one that's done, right? This is her senior year. But that's a great idea.
It is.
So do you do it only for this area here? Or
so
it's just Massachusetts?
So it's basically, you know, we'll bring it back. They'll box it up. We'll drop the boxes off. They'll box it up, put their name on it. We bring it back and store it and then return it, you know, college week, which was 2 weeks ago, which was horrendous.
They have maps and you can, they're like heat censored on where all the traffic is. I'm thinking, my goodness, we never have to think again.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was
right?
That app.
Yeah, there's an app out there and it's heat censored. I'm like, wow, that is just amazing.
That was cool.
How much does something like that cost?
I don't know because I don't handle it.
Tony does.
I'll get some more information.
Yeah. Maybe one day we should get the owner of the company on this show.
It would be nice.
Oh, yeah, we should do that.
There is an owner, right? I don't think so. I think it's you.
No, he's never been here.
I think he's fictitious.
Bill Balow doing business as Tony Gallo.
Well, how many times I have to literally look at the piece of paper because I always want to say Balow Moving and Storage.
I said
well, she
it.
Just
I
said
did.
It. She called it Bill Gallo. She called him
Bill Gallo.
Well, you know. Yeah, but
I know. Do we do it? We do it all the
but
time.
But I told
all
you, and I think I've said this before. He's thrilled that because obviously, if I'm taking care of the business like it's my
like
own,
he would,
it's no worries for him.
Yeah, I mean that's perfectly fine. We're happy having just you here, so we don't want to make Tony feel guilty about not ever visiting us here at WATD Studios. So, tell us a little bit more about some of the boxes because you weren't really doing boxes before, but now you're doing them.
Now, if you recall, a couple shows ago, I brought this up and I said I didn't have the paperwork with me, of course.
Yeah, right.
So now I was prepared, so I have it. But we're really happy about this program because a lot of times I would tell people, you know, we do moving really well. Mm-hmm. We don't sell boxes really well because of the expense. You know, we just don't have the buying power of a Home Depot or a Lowe's. And that's where I would always tell people to go. Or U-Haul.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. So now what we did was we finally come together, and I believe we worked this out with the box manufacturer. So we put together three different kits, and they're discounted. So it's one, and that's why I always tell people it's one way. So buy, and I can actually, when I'm finished with the survey, I can actually go on and tell them how many boxes I think they're going to pack.
Oh, that's great.
So
I wouldn't know where
choose.
To begin. I would be going back and forth
no, that's
to
exactly
get more
what
boxes.
We do.
100,
so I tell them all the time. So you've got this, well, that's
is that a lot of boxes? 250 for one house?
No, that would actually be about a house that's, you know, four bedrooms.
Okay.
Oh. You would be looking at about that amount.
See?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, that's why we have three different ones. So we have a small box kit for $49. We have a medium or premium, or preferred, for $119.
Yep.
And then we have preferred at $199.
Mm-hmm.
So I will go back into the survey, look at how many boxes I estimate they're going to have, and then choose accordingly. And sometimes I'll tell them is, you know, if you're only looking at about 50 boxes, then choose the middle one because you can choose the one that's more boxes because you think you're not going to pack like a professional.
Yeah.
But if you have leftover boxes, we can't give you credit for them because we've already discounted it.
Oh, yeah.
So choose accordingly because you can always go then. You can either order more, like I told you that customer did, or you can go to Home Depot and Lowe's and just pick up the few that you may need. But the biggest benefit of this is free delivery.
Mm-hmm.
So you can order the boxes either with me while I'm there. or when you decide to move with us, and we'll set you up on the schedule to get them delivered.
Yeah, there was another moving company that did a free delivery to my office one time.
I remember that.
And I was like, why? Where did these come from? And I was
I think that was a free advertising delivery.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. It was so weird.
Like, I think that was my fault. I think you said, Cindy, you're... And I'm like, listen, I can't get some of these people off the phone. And then... Because I have no... I don't care. I've got Bill.
Yeah, sure.
And so I said, you can deliver them to Boston Connect, whatever.
And then we had all those boxes, and I was like,
they might have come in handy at some point for you.
I think they did on your office move.
Yeah. I did. Yeah, I think we...
I think you used
them. Oh, no, I don't think we did. I think we ended up throwing them away.
No, I think maybe some... I think you put an email out that the agents could take them if they had any clients that were moving that needed them. It wasn't
boxes.
That many.
Yeah.
But
they
dropped boxes.
It really wasn't.
By. Like, I don't
need
your boxes.
It's kind of their MO.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now we have them. Did it say Gallo on them?
Yes.
All right, good. Well, why don't you drop some of those bad boys off?
I will.
And we can tell our clients, like, hey, listen, and you can get some boxes, too, while you're doing your great services. I think it's great that you can do that, but I know we only have 2 minutes to the next break, but
holy
why don't
smokes,
you...
where the time go?
I know, it just flies when you're with us. Can you tell us a little bit about the new app?
So the app was, we put together the app for, you know, we did some studies on who would actually use this app. And it really is meant to be a time saver for those who, and it comes down to those millennials who just kind of like to do everything with technology.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it also crosses the bridge for those who are in just an apartment, you know, one bedroom, two bedroom apartment, that for them, it's just as easy for them to just kind of, you know, download our app. It gives you the functionality of just going into a room and you can either shoot a video or you can take still pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a whole bunch of questions to answer. You know, do you need packing? You know, do you have a, you know, basically what's the layout of the house or the apartment?
Like what's in the drawers, lead bricks or
yeah, especially underwear. If there's packing, we ask you to open up the drawers so we can actually you shoot a picture so we know how many boxes we need to pack.
Yeah.
But it's really a pretty good app. And like I was saying, we've only done about a half a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one that, when we sent you that that copy of our latest newsletter.
Yeah.
That was the first one that we did, and it was out of the North End to the Worcester area. I think it was like Hopkinton or something like that. And he was fabulous to work with because he was actually helping us with what he thought were maybe some nuances that need to be corrected with the app.
Mm-hmm.
But as you can see, I did that all through this app, and the estimate was perfect.
Yeah, and you know what I think is interesting, too, when you were talking about this at the Women's Council for Realtors event, too, I was just, when you first said, oh, and we have a new app, and here's, in my head, I'm thinking, people are actually tracking the truck to, like, see when it's going to get there so they can, like, because you hadn't said
they
what it was
They do have
for.
That, well, they have that on interstate moves when you're going out of state. You
really?
Can track a truck. Sure you can.
Wow. Well, that's really comfortable for the driver. You know what I mean? It's like...
Stop to get a cup of coffee, stop to have a cigarette, stop
beep,
to
beep,
go to the bathroom.
Beep, beep, get back on the road.
Right?
No. It's really only so customers could actually see how like far away they are from
What is
from
the
that.
Name of your app?
It's the Gallo Moving and Storage app. So if you go to the App Store, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, and you just type Gallo. In Gallo Moving and Storage, and the app will come up, and you can download it.
Yeah.
And so you can play with it and have some fun.
Oh. What if people want to get, how much, when Mark and I have a little argument, how much is it to move his stuff?
And you send it.
Bill, oh, that was genuine out of you.
Bill, price this for me.
I
And then Mark will be sending me Mark will be sending me another one. And Bill, how much?
Yeah, then you get another one from Mark. How much to move her stuff?
I'm keeping Gracie.
He can have her, by the way. She drools and she snores. And they both do. So
we are talking about the dog, just so everybody knows.
Yes. Gracie is my dog, by the way. That was really fun. That was quick of me. Oh,
oh my God, you are
just
on
like I was on like stand up or something, like improv. That was good, huh, Kev? Right? Look, we're there now, Kev.
Impressive.
Thank you. But what about people get your, I know we probably get your,
the monthly newsletter.
Yeah. How can people, there's a lot of other good information in here.
We took us a long time sourcing people that put these together.
It's perfect.
Because we really did. We went back and forth and I said to him, we want something that's readable. Everybody kind of throws something at their clients. And we really, really want to do is just kind of focus on, normally it's the Gallo Care campaigns because we cover such a big area. So if we've done any charity events, we'll show something about that.
Yeah.
This month we wanted to show what we're doing with the office and for the crews. And then we always put a referral on there because it's important that people can see the referral. And then it's just the updater.
Testimonial.
We'll talk about the updater. The testimonial. Yes, sorry. and then the updater information, which we'll talk about as well. And then it's just readable content like you read a newspaper.
It's real, honestly, because I can't even tell you how many newsletters I get. Yeah. I get a lot of them every day, and I'm not going to lie, it's usually swipe, delete, yeah. And then I saw yours this morning, actually, and I was home, and I was actually having a cup of tea, and I was like, oh, Bill's coming on today, let me see if I can prepare.
The day off.
Let me prepare for today's show, and you're just loving me today. Whatever you're taking, you should take more. So, oh, here she goes. And then we lost her, Bill. Yeah. And then we lost her.
We'll get her back.
I know. But, you know, I'm in here. I know we have to go to a break. So I'm in here for the... All right. We're going to go to a break. And I'm going to tell you more about this newsletter when we come back.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the fair way. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
There they go again. It's another smooth move with Gallo Moving and Storage. When it's time to move your valued possessions, don't trust just any moving company. At Gallo Moving and Storage, they understand that you've spent your entire lifetime turning your house into a home. The Gallo sales consultants will walk you through every aspect of the move. And as an authorized agent of United Van Lines, you're guaranteed to get the treatment you deserve. From packing the first box to unloading the final dish, the Gallo professionals guide you every step of the way, whether you're moving across the street or across the country. Gallo Moving and Storage is always a smooth move.
Gallo Moving and Storage, close by in Weymouth. Call Bill Balo at 1-866-697-4400. 1-866-697-4400.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
We're back.
We're still laughing, too.
And Kevin, you thought if we went to a break, it would make it better?
I'd smooth it out.
Thinking maybe not. So you're listening to Talk Real Estate, of course, with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We have the one and only Bill Balo here from Gallo Moving and Storage. They're wonderful. They are the best movers that I could ever highlight on this show ever. They're the only ones that I've ever been on here. So they're wonderful. So if you're thinking of moving, if you're thinking of buying or selling a home, obviously you can give Cindy and myself a call. We would love to chat with you. you. And
you'll get the $50 coupon if
yes,
you do.
Yes, absolutely. Because Gallo gave us that. But if you're actually, you know what, if you're using another company, I mean, maybe we can say if they listen to WATD.
Sure.
I mean, would you do that?
Absolutely.
Okay, look at
for
how
you,
that
anything.
Look how that works. For you, the world.
Yep.
I know.
There you go.
So if you're a WATD listener and you're moving, you know, just make sure that you give Bill a call and just let him know that you heard about him on the radio show, and he will offer you this $50 gift certificate as well for your next move. And I'll tell you, he's great and it's worth it, and I think that
absolutely.
You should do it. And the next time you move, you should call us.
There you go.
I'm kidding. I'm seriously kidding about that.
It's a 1-2 punch.
Yeah. No. I was kidding. There's a lot of great agents in this area. We're very fortunate. But so we were talking about your newsletter, so people can get on there. And the reason why I wanted to talk more about that was I'm on here, and as I said, I get many all the time. It isn't just about moving. And I also see, too, like you have, you know, meet Gallo's partners. So
yep.
Stiles Law is actually one of our co-hosts here as well.
Correct.
So Mark
yep.
Stiles, fabulous over there with Emmanuel Ebot, of course. I don't know the other people, but
John is in the Milford market.
Oh, okay. Yep. So he's another attorney. So I think that's great. So good, solid people find good, solid people,
that's
which
correct.
Is great. But when I'm in here, I think that this is great. 6 helpful apps for after moving to a new city. So if you are thinking about moving to a new place.
Yep.
We have a lot of people who will call us about, you know, the Boston area and the South Shore area. So there's, you know, Meetup and Eventbrite and Move It, all kinds of great. There's a lot of good information in here.
Really
look
is.
At you scroll. You're just like making me dizzy over there.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing to me. And I got the sun right behind you, too.
Yeah. But this one here, too, is like America Through the Eyes of a Drone. Well, can I just tell you that Mr. Mark McNamara, did he tell you?
No.
Did he get one? So he had this fleeting thought, and then it turned into a Best Buy. Let's just go look. We now, Boston Connect Real Estate, are the proud owners of a drone. So, so we're going to be able to take aerial shots of our listings and video and all that good stuff. So Mark's going to go to aerial school.
Has he been practicing in the backyard?
No, we haven't been able to pick it up yet. It was backordered, but we're going to be getting it. But I said to him, he's like, I'm a little nervous about it. I go, don't be nervous. And I was like, did you ever play video games as a kid? And then I was like, well, let me rethink that because it's a lot different than Pac-Man.
Yes.
Because you did Pac-Man with one hand, and I think like the videos now are with two. And we didn't have boys, so I know nothing about video games. So anyways, so I think that is going to be exciting. So again, all kinds of good information. How would they get that app? I mean, get on your mailing list.
So basically what we do is everybody, any realtor that we network with,
I always ask
everybody, you know, if I do an office meeting, if you want to get my newsletter, let me know, just give me a list and I'll put you on.
Yeah.
And every client that we've ever moved goes on the list.
Yeah.
And they have the opportunity to opt out at any time.
But I can just forward this on my realtor page, right, Shea?
Yeah.
You can.
Can we just put the link on
you
it?
Sure, I mean, absolutely
for other people, because I think that this is
right.
good for people
that
are thinking about moving next year.
Sure.
Right.
But I always tell, you know, if anybody wants, again, if they want to just call and say, hey, I heard on the radio, I want to be on your moving newspaper or a monthly newsletter.
Oh, yeah.
We'll put them on.
What is the name of this? Because I'm really good at making up names for stuff, too. This big changes this month for Gallo. I mean, that's important, but
I don't think I actually gave it a name. It's just a Gallo monthly newsletter.
Yeah.
We could probably think about something.
Oh, I'll come up with something. Don't
I'm
you worry
sure
about a thing.
I'm sure you will.
Get a couple glasses of wine in this girl, and we are all fired up. Honestly, I'd be good in a think tank. with wine in a think tank.
I think the tagline should be connect the dots to Boston Connect.
Yeah, that's good. I think it's perfect.
3 locations.
Yes. I think it's good. I think you
brushed by it really quick, so I'm thinking, okay.
No. I think it's good. It's connecting the dots. We are doing that.
We are.
And I want to make this about me. I want to make this all about you. So I want to make sure we're getting everything in because we literally, how many more time do we have?
A little over 10.
Oh, all right.
Perfect.
Oh, perfect. So we have plenty of time.
Maybe.
What are some of the, until Cindy starts again, what are some of the other items that we should be telling people to do to prepare? Like, so if they're not thinking about, you know, moving until next year, do you think it still makes sense for people to come in and talk to you now? Because I think that's helpful for us because both Cindy and I are, you know, certified stagers.
Yeah.
And I think that that's great because you do have the cows. So can you talk a little bit about that? Because maybe something as a team, we go in there and just say, you have to move some of this stuff out to make it.
Well, that was the concept of the cows to begin with. Very similar for those who don't know. It's very similar to the pods. It's just a container, 16-foot container. On our cows, we have the funny graphics of cows because moving's stressful. So we thought maybe people would laugh. But the premise is to do just that. So if you went into the house or anybody and said, hey, you really need to clean this out, we would drop a cow in your driveway and you could fill it. And then what we would do is when we came back to do the move, we would just empty the cow into the truck. Somebody would take the cow back and we would actually do the move. Mm-hmm. So that the benefit there is it's out of the house.
Yep.
Okay. I've only had one agent ever say to me that they would not prefer to have a container in the front yard when people come mm-hmm. in to see the house. But I don't know. My thoughts are, well, you know they have to move anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't think the container, my own personal opinion, I don't think the container is going to stop them from buying a house.
No.
But if they chose to have us pick it up and bring it back, it's just more mm-hmm. money to do it that way.
Yeah.
The preference is to just leave it there. That way you have access. Maybe it's something that you're not ready to just, you have to get it out of the house temporarily. You know, but you want access to it, so it does benefit you to just leave it in your driveway.
Or you could just have a very small house, and you know you have to get some stuff out there. And
Correct.
Then when you need a pot and pan, you run out to your cow, you grab a pot and pan, you go in the house.
Yeah,
run out to your cow.
Yeah.
Did you say?
Yeah,
run out to your cow and just
run out
it.
To the pasture into the cow. Yeah.
But you know what? As you were talking, though, I can sort of understand how that agent probably felt mm-hmm. too, from a staging perspective, and taking pictures and have, you know, we spend a lot of time, energy, and money on professional photographers and getting people out there that I probably wouldn't want the cow in those images either.
But don't you think that most of that is done prior? Because you're gonna do all that picture.
No, but
no,
actually it wouldn't.
No.
No, I'm gonna have another fight
you're
with
have
one
a
of
drone.
Our I'm gonna have a fight
you're
with
gonna
one
have
of
a drone.
No, because the reason why we need that to get stuff out of the house. So when I have the photographer
you're right.
I'm gonna be taking pictures inside.
You're absolutely right.
So
yep.
See, this guest doesn't want to fight with me and
no.
he'll agree
no,
with me.
No, because I get it. You're absolutely right. I was thinking that was all done, but you're right. You don't really come back and take the pictures after the staging is complete.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Now I get that.
So here's one of my ideas as you were talking, because, I mean, those are pretty tall, right, those cows.
Yeah.
So why doesn't somebody invent, and it could be you and us, let's just go into another venture. This is why I'm an entrepreneur. I'm always thinking.
I think I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, so if we made them a little bit thinner, maybe a little bit lower, we could just put them right into the garage.
But
right?
You could also just store stuff in the garage, couldn't you?
Yeah, but no, but this way here, it's neat and it's tidy. I mean, have you ever been and you go into somebody's house and they have all that stuff in the garage?
Mm-hmm.
But now they've already, like, now they've moved stuff out of their house and they put it into the garage. Now they're putting stuff into this mini pod. That's what we're going to call it.
Yep. Mini cow.
A mini cow. Oh, that would be a calf.
They raced to
so
it.
Good. Oh, my God. We can't. Okay, there it is.
I don't know, Kevin. I don't know who won that. I don't know.
It's a calf. It's almost like half the size. So it's a cow, like C dash half, right? That's a calf,
it's
almost,
a half calf.
Right? Yeah, right.
We are all over this for you.
See, I thought you were gonna say we should invent a covering that looks like a rock. It could be a boulder in front of your house.
Oh, that's a selling point.
Oh, we'll have a big boulder.
Don't worry about that big boulder in front of your
garage.
Don't
worry about it, because it's going to be gone.
Or the cow grazing, either or.
No, but don't you think that's a good idea?
I do.
Because then you could put the stuff into the calf,
yep.
And then when they are ready to move, you're just moving that calf. You know what? You could make it so the calves can stack, and then you can just take them away. Look, someone's listening right now. Bill, they're taking our idea. Tony, I hope you're listening.
Stop it right now.
That's a good idea.
I think it is. I see a new business.
Full of them. I'm telling you, I would be good in a think
I know
tank.
You would be.
So that doorbell just gives Cindy and I a couple of seconds just to talk a little bit about real estate. Do you have anything to say about real estate? You're doing some open houses this weekend.
Open houses, yes. Yes.
Are
in
you?
Bridgewater and Pembroke?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Well, maybe because we
maybe.
Don't... We don't know where you're going to be, actually.
I never know where I'm going. Wherever she tells me I'm going, that's where I'm going.
Cindy will be doing some open houses. Yeah, we're out there doing open houses. I have volleyball games and everything else, too. But I'm in between working with clients, of course. If you want to find out more about open houses this weekend, please go to bostonconnect.com. And you can go under the buyer tab, find all the open houses for Boston Connect and for all of the South Shore and beyond. If you can't get in this weekend because maybe you have something going on and you would like a personal showing with just you and your buyer's agent, well, you can give us a call.
One of us, yeah.
Yeah, give us a call. And how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Well, me, 781-367-3000. 781-367-4419.
Okay.
Want me to say that one more time, Sharon?
I really do.
Okay. 781-367-4419. But Sharon, how could they reach you?
Oh, if they wanted to get me, they could call me or text me. I respond really fast to text, right?
Says you.
Says me. 781-294-4848. Wait a second. That's like because you texted me last night at like almost midnight. I went to bed. I got it this morning.
Whatever.
Yeah, well, you're the one that super glued your glasses to your face last night. That's because that's being up too late.
No, I super glued them to the top of my head, my hair last night.
That's the text I wake up to this morning. My glasses broke last night as I was working at midnight, so I super glued them together, and I figured, what a better way to dry them than to stick them on my head.
Couldn't get them off.
And then they were stuck to her head. Well, it's much better when I was envisioning. I thought you put them on, and they were stuck to your face.
No, not here. I had them, and then I put them on my head, and then I went to take them off, and...
Kevin, you can't make this.
You can't.
No, this is.
You can't make this.
Stuck right to my hair. And then I had to get the scissors. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to look like
this
alfalfa.
This is why people listen to this show.
I could imagine her gluing them to her nose and then coming in and like bluffing today. The glasses just don't come off. No, they're fine.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, I know where my glasses are now.
I could have thrown them out because they were easy reads. But no. Let me just super glue
it's
them.
Very frugal.
Thank you.
So it's like midnight. That Steve Martin show.
She couldn't make it to CVS last night. It was
midnight. No, I had like 20 other pair. And I have some sitting right here, and I have some.
Only
I have like
you.
Six pair of my. But
well,
I,
maybe you should super glue them to your face, and then you'll never lose them again. Did you sit on them, and that's how they broke? Oh,
no,
my goodness.
I honestly don't know how they broke, but they. Oh, you know what happened? I bent over, and this
okay.
part came out.
Okay.
And landed on the floor, and I thought, how did that fall out?
We have 2 minutes left.
I know,
she's
sorry.
All better now. So, Bill, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
I know, Kevin, I really like your voice. You want to tell them how they can get in touch with me, please?
Right now, I would wave it, Bill.
You can give us a call. I always say just go to the website, www.gallomoving.com, and the toll-free number is 866-697-4400.
Again, that was gallomoving.com. We're at the point now in our life where we don't have to say www.
Oh, we don't?
No, we all get it.
Oh, gosh. Now I'm really showing my age.
But sometimes you don't have to do www.
You don't have to, ever.
Ever?
Nope.
On anything?
Ever.
Browsers are smart.
Yeah, browsers are smart.
I wouldn't say any, never ever, but 99.9%
ever. Okay. Yeah.
Gallomoving.com. And you know what? Kevin knows this. We have a podcast. So if you've missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to this one again or one of the other ones,
very funny.
Yes, you can go to. TalkRealEstateRadio.com and you can see all of our shows there, or you can get the app if you have the podcast app, and you can go to Talk Real Estate Radio and you'll be able to find that. And you can also go to our YouTube channel for Boston Connect Real Estate, and you'll be able to find that at Boston Connect. We have Facebook pages. We're all over the place. Social media is something that we love. We love having you listening to our shows every weekend. Again, Gallo Moving, GalloMoving.com and BostonConnect.com. We'll talk
to you
soon. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, everyone.